I love you more than anything. I love you more than anything. I love you, Lord, you're everything to me. I love you more than anything. I love you more than anything. I love you, Lord, you're everything to me. I love you more than anything. I love you more than anything. I love you, Lord, you're everything to me. I love you more than anything. I love you more than anything. I love you, Lord, you're everything to me. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for another chance to tell you that we love you, another chance to come before your presence with singing, another chance to come before your presence in prayer, in humble submission to your will and humble submission to your way. We submit to your will and we submit to your way, and we thank you for this time of prayer. Are you telling in your word that men ought to always pray? And it is our endeavor as we continue in our 31 days of prayer to remain steadfast before you in prayer. You tell us in your word that men ought to always pray. and that we should pray without ceasing, because the days and times that we live in calls for prayer. Much prayer yields much power, and in today's time, we need more of you. We need more of your power. We need more of your anointing. We need more of your strength. We need more of you, God, because the world is waxing more and more evil. Lord, but we want to make your name glorious, and we want to be the vessels that you've called for us to be. Men are to always pray and not faint, God, because when we faint, we give up hope. When we faint, God, we turn back from the promises and the plow, the gospel plow. When we faint, God, we give up on you, and we cannot commit or fulfill the purpose and the plan that you have for our lives. We love you, God, because no matter how hard it got for Jesus, no matter how tough the cross may have been, he did not give up hope. He did not give up his strength. He did not give up anything, God, but he continued to remain steadfast, and he hung upon that cross so that we might have life. Thank you, God. He gave us the perfect example of steadfastness. He gave us the perfect example of being, of holding on in spite of trials and in spite of tribulations. He gave us the perfect example to be a witness to a world that does not know you. Help us to remain steadfast in you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to remain steadfast in you. Help us to hold on in spite of trials and in spite of tribulations. In spite of circumstances that this world throws upon us, help us to stand, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, prayer helps us to stand. Prayer helps us to hold on. Prayer helps us to continue to trust in you. Prayer helps us, to God, to continue to focus in on you. And that's what we need today, to cast all of our cares upon you, to focus upon you, the source of our strength and the strength of our life, to focus in on our God, the God of our salvation, to keep our hearts and our minds focused in on you. Then we won't become distracted. Then we won't worry about the storm clouds that are rising. Then we won't worry about those strong winds that are blowing. Then we won't worry about the waves that are coming towards us. Just like Peter did, if he had just kept his eyes on Jesus, he would have been able to continue to walk on water and perform great miracles. Oh, God, at that time, God, he would have been able to continue to make his way towards Jesus. Help us to keep our eyes on you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may be able to make it to you, God. We are not walking in this life, oh God, just to fail, and we're not walking in this life just to fall short of your glory. But God, it's our endeavor, God, to continue to press towards you. For there is a higher calling, there is a higher mark, God, there is a greater anointing, God, and we just need to keep our eyes stayed on you, because you will never lead us astray. You'll never lead us alone, leave us alone. Oh God, you'll never forsake us. But help us, God, today to remain steadfast in you. Steadfast in prayer, steadfast in our hope. Steadfast in our mission. Today, God, is our 21st day in our 31 days of prayer. And it calls for us to pray for leadership everywhere. So, God, I pray for the leadership in our church before I pray for the leadership in this world. Because, God, you've called us to be the light. You've called us to be holy. You've called us to be the examples to this world today. So, God, I pray for Bishop Charles Edward Blake and the entire General Board, Bishop J.W. Macklin, Bishop P.W. P.A. Brooks, Bishop Lawrence Wooten, Bishop Ted Thomas, Bishop Nathaniel Wells, Bishop, God, Brandon Porter, Bishop J. Drew Shear, God, Bishop Cedric Daniels, God, Bishop Daryl Hines, Bishop Matthew Williams, God, the entire General Board, I pray that you would guide them and lead them and direct them, that they may remain to be holy men, our leaders, our fathers in this world, to be a light, to be an example to us, the younger generation, God. I pray that you would undergird them with wisdom, oh God, and let there be peace and unity among them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that they may set the policy of our church, that we may remain steadfast in holiness, that we may not compromise or give up, God, but that we will remain committed to the gospel plow, God. Strengthen them, encourage them, God, today. Breathe in light into them today, and guide their thoughts and their actions, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, so that we may continue to reflect you in everything that we say and everything that we do. I pray for my bishop of the First Jurisdiction of Virginia, Bishop Ted Thomas, that you would continue to strengthen him, lead lead him and guide him, God, that he may give us godly counsel and godly wisdom, God, and continue to be the man of God that you called for him to be. I pray for every single pastor in the Virginia First jurisdiction, God, every pastor in the Great Northern District, God. I pray for pastors across this nation, God, that you will stir up a fire in us, God. Stir up the gifts in us, God. Stir up a fire in us, God, that we may preach your gospel in season and out of season, no matter if it's good for the, no matter if it hurts the people, or if it breathes life into them, because we don't want them to perish, Lord. And so, God, help us to preach the word, whether they want to listen or they don't want to listen, whether they want to come or they don't want to come. But help us to stand flat-footed and declare what thus says the Lord every single chance that we have an opportunity to preach your word. Help us to preach the word, God. Nothing else, God, not our opinions, but just to preach the word. And then I pray for the leadership in my church. Oh, God, the mothers and the missionaries, oh, God, that you would bless them and keep them, God, and bless me as the pastor, that I may continue to lead them and guide them and be the example that you have called for them to be. Now, Father, I must end this prayer early because we have an opportunity to do outreach in the Woodbridge community. And so, Lord, I pray that you would bless us, God, that you would continue to keep us and strengthen us, that you would guide us today, that we may be a blessing to some family in the Woodbridge area, and that we may continue to serve and lend our services over to you. We thank you, God, for this time. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your anointing, God. It was a little fire, God, a little wick, oh, God, that lit this fire this morning, and I wish I still had more time to be able to pray, but I thank you for this little moment, God, because you don't need much. That's all you need is little. We cast all of our cares upon you. We yield to you, and we submit to your way right now. Come to more and have your way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and fall afresh on us today to ignite us, oh, God, and anoint us, oh, God, and light us on fire, that we may be on fire for you, God. You need a people that's willing to live and not die. And as long as you pour out your spirit upon us, God, we shall live and not die. And we'll be able to let our light shine and men might see our good works, but give you the glory, give you the honor, and give you the praise. Honor our sacrifice today. Honor our commitment to prayer, God, today. We love you, God. There's no one else that's like you. You're magnificent in all your ways, glorious in all your ways. And so we bless your name today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing because our God made it. God bless you, Lord. We love you, Lord, today, and we magnify your name. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Good morning, saints. Our scripture this morning is coming from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 2, and it reads, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and all in honesty. That comes from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. Also, corresponding scripture to read is Hebrews 13 and 7. And before I let you go, let me pray again because I did not pray for our government. Lord, I pray right now that you would place your hands, oh God, on the new leadership in our government, God, our president-elect, and all of the cabinet that he's putting in place, Lord. We know that the heart of the king is in your hands, God. And so we know that you're in control. Though we may not be pleased with what is going on now, you didn't call us to protest. You didn't call us to cry and complain, but you called us to pray. And so now we pray, oh God, that you would lead, guide, and direct them, that you would put godly wisdom somewhere around them, God, that you would have someone, oh God, that is connected to you, God. Oh God, every king had a prophet to declare what thus said the Lord to them, God. And so, God, help someone to rise up in the midst of them, God, even now in the mighty name of Jesus, that will give them godly wisdom, that will look after the fishes and the loaves on what he can give them, but God, on what they can give him, oh God, and that's a connection to you. And so, God, we pray, oh God, that you would touch him now, and that you would give him godly wisdom, and that you would give him godly guidance, and all of this wickedness that he's doing right now, that it would be put under subjection, and that your will might be done in the life of this nation, in his life, and in the life of this world. Bless this nation. God, call us back to you. Call us back to you. Call us back to holiness. Call us back to righteousness. Call us back to submitting to your will. And if you do this, God, your people will stand up, oh God, and we'll continue to shout aloud, oh God, with a voice of triumph that our God still reigns. We won't give up hope, God, because our hope is built in you and not in man. And so we pray for leaders in our Congress, we pray for leaders in our states, we pray for leaders in our counties, and we pray for leaders in our cities today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, saints. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.